From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Boone County Emergency Management Director Tom Hurley has died. The Boone County Commissioners announced the death of the director in a statement released early this afternoon, calling Hurley's death, quote, unexpected. Hurley was first hired as Deputy Director of the Office of Emergency Management in 2016. Before serving as Emergency Management Director, Hurley served as the Emergency Management Coordinator for Eau Claire County, Wisconsin. The cause of death has not been released. The search for a new Columbia city manager has been narrowed to two finalists, according to a press release earlier today. According to the Columbia Missourian, the two finalists are Columbia interim city manager John Glasscock and Jim Palahniuk, the city administrator for Racine, Wisconsin. Glasscock has served as interim city manager since November. He has over 16 years of work experience in Columbia, including as chief engineer, director of public works, and as deputy city manager. Palahniuk served as city administrator of Racine, which is south of Milwaukee, since April of 2017. He was responsible for a $205 million budget and over 700 employees, according to the release. Members of the community will be able to interact with the candidates at a public reception July 10th. The top Democrat in the Missouri Senate is praising Governor Mike Parson's leadership over the past year. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more from Senate Minority Leader Gina Walsh's appearance on the Politically Speaking podcast.
Walsh says Parson brought stability to Missouri state government after Eric Greitens' tumultuous governorship. The Belle Fountain Neighbors Democrat likes how Parson was more collaborative with lawmakers on workforce development and transportation issues. While Walsh doesn't agree with every part of Parson's agenda, she says Missouri residents are better served with a stable state government.
If things are working well for the constituents, this is something they don't need to see. They don't need to see how the sausage is made. I'm not saying that they don't care, but they can go on with the more important job of living.
Parson has been governor for about 13 months. The former lieutenant governor took over the job after Greitens resigned last June. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
A new report says a June survey of business supply managers suggests economic growth will continue over the next 3 to 6 months in 9 Midwest and Plains states. The report issued today says the Mid-America Business Conditions Index rose to 55.4 last month from 54.3 in May. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says, quote, weak farm income, produced partially by tariffs and flooding, pulled regional growth below that of the nation. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indexes ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests growth, a score below that suggests decline. The survey covers 9 states, including Missouri, Arkansas, and Iowa. Columbia's Teachers Union has won a major victory after a Boone County judge issued a preliminary injunction on Thursday, allowing the union to remain the exclusive bargaining representative for Columbia Public Schools educators. The Columbia Missourian reports the district has demanded the Columbia Missouri National Education Association be certified under a new state law. But the body that grants that certification, called the State Board of Mediation, was barred from carrying out the new state law back in March by a St. Louis County Circuit Court. Without the preliminary injunction, the CMNEA would have lost its status as the recognized representative of Columbia Public School teachers after the deadline yesterday. The union will remain the exclusive bargaining representative until the stalemate on the implementation of the new law is worked out. The first authorized marijuana farmers in Missouri will have to commit a felony to begin growing, and regulators are expected to turn a blind eye. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the constitutional amendment legalizing some forms of medical marijuana doesn't indicate how growers should get their first seeds. Missouri will require that anyone lawfully growing marijuana must get seeds or plants from a business approved by the state starting in 2021. But it takes months for a crop to develop, so farmers certified by January won't have any legal in-state sources for marijuana seeds or young plants. Until then, it will probably be, quote, don't ask, don't tell, said Morgan Fox with the National Cannabis Industry Association. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.